We start out with Frontenac Gris, Save All. Save All's a white.
Tom Zumpf is showing me around his vineyard near the town of Eagle in eastern Nebraska. It's quiet and secluded down among the grapevines. That's one reason Zumpf and his partner Kathleen started this ambitious retirement project.
We put our first plants in 2006, close to 16 acres, and we're probably the fourth or fifth largest vineyard in the state.
It's called Dove Landing Vineyard. At least that's what they'll call it when it opens. They were supposed to start making wine last year, but now their plans are on hold. Zumpf holds up a vine with pale, shriveled leaves.
We see this leaf right here looks like it's had hot water poured on it. And that's a 2,4-D signature type of damage.
2,4-D is a common herbicide used by farmers because it kills weeds but doesn't kill their corn. Landscapers and golf courses use it a lot. Highway crews often spray it on road ditches. Lowell Sandell is a weed scientist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Unfortunately, it just so happens that grapes are very sensitive to small amounts of 2,4-D, or they can be.
The problem isn't direct spray, it's herbicide drift. Drift can happen with any weed killer. A stiff breeze can carry tiny droplets from the sprayer in one field to the vineyard next door. But 2,4-D and another chemical called dicamba remain a threat for drift up to 2 days after they're sprayed. If it's hot out, they can evaporate and take to the wind.
Those products are capable of moving off-site in vapor form. That's not a characteristic of a lot of the other herbicides used in corn and soybean production.
Last year, Zumpf was hit. 2,4-D drifted in and left his vines taking on that scalded look. It was one of 75 drift cases reported last year to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. This year, it happened again. He's lost 2 years of harvest. No grapes, no wine.
We thought we were going to lose about half of our vineyard. The plants looked so bad. We had about a $600,000 loss in sales.
Grape and vegetable growers across the country are concerned drift could be an even greater threat to their farms in the future. Monsanto and Dow AgroSciences are developing soybeans that are resistant to 2,4-D or dicamba in addition to the herbicide Roundup. It's a way of getting past Roundup-resistant weeds. Along with the new seeds, there will be new formulations of 2,4-D and dicamba, which the companies have said will reduce drift. Lowell Sandell says that depends on how careful you are.
They will probably certainly be better, but any time you apply a pesticide, there's drift potential, and that's why folks want to take the most care they can.
Jeff Wilmus, general manager of Kaup Seed and Fertilizer, says most drift problems can be solved just by being a better neighbor.
If you're a good neighbor with that vineyard, you'll work around when's going to be the best time to spray if you're going to be close around those vineyards.
Kaup Seed does contract spraying in northeast Nebraska. Before they spray, they go to DriftWatch, a website where vineyards can map their fields. If something is close by, they call ahead and make sure the wind is blowing the right way. But Wilmus says grape growers should also be aware of their surroundings. Nebraska's 30 wineries cover a few hundred acres, while corn and beans cover millions.
The agriculture was here first, and so they need to have a little bit of an understanding of that there will be some of these events happening and, spraying and fertilizing and that whole process that goes with production agriculture.
It exposes that fruit to sunlight.
This should be harvest season back at Dove Landing Vineyard, but Tom Zumpf says any grapes that grow this year are being thrown away to allow the vines to reserve their energy. With time, they can work through the effects of drift, and Zumpf plans to do the same.
We're in it for the long haul. Instead of planting for the year, we plant for decades. These plants, typically they'll live 50, 75 years, something like that. They could be here for a long, long time. As long as we can keep them healthy, they will be.
The 2,4-D and dicamba-resistant soybeans are perhaps another 2 years away from federal approval. In the meantime, grape and vegetable growers in the Midwest will push regulators for tougher drift rules and ask their neighbors to look before they spray. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.